Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We opened the show with the sounds of Inqandweni, Christ Ambassadors. Christ died for me. And yes, I know. Just giving him all the honor, giving him all the praise and thanking him for his life for me. And yes, my family, how are you doing? How are you doing? Hoping that you're having a great time. I see family members have been enjoying Skriftirlek with Vane and Rousseau together with Pastor Rocky. And welcome now to Heart to Heart. Baya danki, Pastor Rocky and Vainat. May God bless all that you'll be doing throughout today. And today I'm also joined by Pastor Clement Masina. We are detoxing. We are going to detox, digital detoxing. And I wonder if it's possible, but I believe through God, we are able to do all things through Christ. Muruti, how are you?
I'm blessed. Yes, all things are possible in Christ, yes.
All things are possible through Christ, Muruti. Hey, Mara, when I look at the digital addiction that most of us have, as you can see, my hands are like, yo, Lord have mercy. But if we can start by knowing, how do we get hooked?
You know, there's a line that I just want to open with, is that for you to connect, you must disconnect.
Yes.
There's a time when you need to disconnect yourself. You know, when you buy a new gadget, whether it's a TV or a smart TV, you're excited. You just want to see it working.
Oh yeah.
And it's only when you see that something's not right, then you humbly go back to the manual, and you are calm at that time. And the first thing they talk about, you know, on the manual, plug in. Switch on.
Yes.
So for us digitally, there should be a time where you disconnect.
Right.
We are different. You know, other people maybe they can choose a month in a year. I don't know how possible for other people in that regard. Because one thing also that we need to understand is that these digital gadgets are designed in a way that it should be difficult to function without them. So we need to deal with those before we go to the detoxing.
I was saying to my brother, I think it was over the weekend, and I was saying to him, I noticed that we started out, it was as if somebody's training us for something. Definitely. They said, get a journal, get a diary, write everything there, don't share it. Nobody should check in your diary except you allow them. Now our phones have our diaries. Nobody should check our phones unless we agree to them checking them. We're writing everything, and as you say, we cannot do without.
Exactly, they're designed in that manner. And I'll take one example. There is a popular instant messaging platform. We're not going to mention names.
Yes, yes.
I think last year, if not a year before last, what actually happened? They announced to say that we are going to pay a subscription on a monthly basis for us to use it. And then people were scrambling and wanting to move away to other instant messaging. They were testing the waters. You could see that people were panicking in a sense that their data, their history, everything is in the cloud. They need to have access. So that
and some of us are paying for it.
Yeah. So for sure. So that they are designed in a way that it should be part of us. But then today we'll be dealing with that. What do we do? You know, I love the line in Matthew chapter 6, you know, the Lord's Prayer. We read just quickly through that line, you know, where I think it's verse 13, where it says that lead us not into temptation. But the second part, very profound. deliver us
yeah.
from evil.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not intentionally that we are in this situation, but now we are here. You see the how profound that line, that we're not going to be led into us falling into sin or failing, but what do we do when we're already there? That's when that line comes in that says, deliver us.
Are we aware, though, as we are led to being hooked?
That's a profound question. You know, last time I said this, that there are different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
The first group are the people who don't know that they don't know.
Mm.
That one is very, very disturbing. You are triggering that. You know, when a person doesn't know that he doesn't know, there should be something that needs to be done in awareness to say that as a human being, there is a possibility that there are certain things that you might not know. We start there.
Mm.
And then the person will then realize that there are things that he doesn't know.
Mm.
But we have the group that knows that they don't know.
Mm.
And we have the third one that they know, but they are prepared not to
sure.
do what is right.
Mm.
So that's why when we deal with every solution, we need to do a root analysis, because you can deal with whatever problem on the surface. I'll make an example. As we're saying that, you know, our channel, everything is on our phone right now. In the morning, when a person wakes up, the first thing that you reach out to is your phone. And the excuse will be, I want to check the clock. And the next thing, there are notifications.
But that's not all that you check. Yeah.
You're on WhatsApp.
Then you're on Facebook.
Yeah, you're on Facebook and so forth. So what needs to happen is that, if possible, you can have your physical Bible next to your phone.
Okay.
When you wake up, you want to reach to your phone, you reach to your Bible.
Mm.
And continue where you've stopped reading last night, previous night.
Okay.
I sent another line, I think last week, which says that if we can begin to treat our Bibles
the way
we treat our phones, results will show.
Mm.
So we need to acknowledge that we are addicted.
Mm.
And you know, we invite NGOs and NPOs to have a program, which we might term it as a DigiWise program. I've been looking also to guidelines from World Health Organization in terms of that, how much screen time. We are dealing with things that causes us to be addicted, because of we can't deal with detoxing when we don't deal with the things that get us to where we are.
To be hooked, yes.
They've got different age groups. They say children under 2, there should be no screen time.
Yes.
I know many parents will fight
already
over that.
When they are 2, children already have a cell phone in their hands.
Yeah, yeah. And then they say between 2 and 4, it should be less than 1 hour per day.
Mm.
And that is not playing games. That should be recreational screen time.
But isn't that a challenge on its own? Because already it means that we are hooked on the screen. Because remember with us, when we were growing, we were hooked on the bigger one,
yes.
the television.
Yes.
So it's like a transition.
Television, okay. We're receiving visions from there, okay.
Yes. So now it is as though we have shifted to the smaller screen, but it's still a screen.
Yes. The issue of having restrictions is to address the addiction. So there was not going to be. So what does that mean? It means that we have 2 and 4 year olds that have spent more than 5 hours. So when we say less than an hour, that means the rest of the time there'll be a physical activity that must be encouraged.
Mm.
You know, reading a book.
Mm.
They're playing outside, you know, things that will make our children to interact and continue. For 5 years, For 5 years and less, it should be 2 hours a day at least. Mm. Mm. Then someone is asking, what about adults?
Mm.
For adults, remember, most of the people, you know, they are at work. They are always on their screens, most of them.
Mm.
But what is proposed is that outside your work activity, at least have 2 hours also screen time. More than that, gradually you'll be addicted without you knowing, you know.
Mm. Yeah, it's something else, because I'm just thinking that now they have tried to come up with apps that will even tell you that you were on the screen whilst driving for 1 hour, 24 minutes whilst driving. And when you were here, you were on the screen for this long. But I asked myself if any of that works. And as Muruti is saying, for like table giving us the tables on how we should
go about it,
the screen time, I'm just thinking, how am I going to be able to even monitor that 2-year-old or that 3-year-old or 5-year-old if I can't monitor myself? Before you know it, it's like you haven't cooked, it's late, everything we do it rush, because why? We were hooked on the screen.
No, you're quite right. Most of our smartphones or our mobile gadgets now, they come with those features. You're quite right that there are also apps that you can download. But
like, we don't even regard them.
I think with mine, the way I've set it, it can tell me how much time I spend on which platform.
Okay, yes,
and they do that. And also, it limits my screen time for the day.
Can it shut down?
What it does, you know, it makes you think about, because of it will give you maybe a minute or 2 minutes to say, yes, I'm just asking for 5 minutes. And then after that, it says
time up.
And then it deals with the conscious.
Yeah.
So in that regard, yes.
So the conscious is the problem.
Definitely. Because of, you need to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be disciplined. Also, the issue of notifications. I was making an example.
Uh-huh.
Reading a Bible using your phone.
Uh-huh.
While you are reading, and then you receive notifications, you will be distracted.
You're out.
And also, I was thinking of, even if you can say, let's take away your phone for a day.
Uh-huh.
We'll take it away, but personally, you'll not switch off.
Uh-huh.
Because your mind will say, okay, how many messages I'll be...
FOMO.
Exactly.
The fear of missing out.
Exactly.
Okay, Mom Nicoline Khadebe wants to know. Hi, Swingile, I'm thinking, when you say screen time, does that include my PC?
Mm. Yes, it does. It does. But if it's during the work, let's say the 8 hours.
Yes.
So for adults, we are seeing that, you know, the 2 hours maximum is the 2 hours that you spend
away,
you know,
from work.
Away from work. Yeah.
Yes.
But if it is part of your work, even you're working at home or you are self-employed, then, you know, we are responsible enough to know that how much is enough. Yeah. So I think also to address that, you know, as I was preparing, I was checking on the Bible, Proverbs chapter 23,
right,
where I wrote a statement to say that, you know, excess, too much of some things is not good for us, and I looked at the wise words of Solomon, where he talks about gluttony, and then I looked at the biblical definition of gluttony. It says that is excessive, you know, excessive consumption of food and drink, leading to overindulgence and lack of self-control.
Hmm.
So self-control is the fruit of the spirit.
Yeah.
It is an element that you have the whole, if you're able to say it stops now, even if it hurts. but the gadgets are made in a manner that you'll try to justify. So I think they can write that, they can read, because of this. That's what Solomon is saying.
Mm.
in terms of overindulgence. So we need to have limits. We need to have limits in that regard, yes.
Okay, so because realizing that most of us are like addicted, I'm going to use that word, you can't do that. There's some, you need to know what's happening. You need to go on social media. You need to. I found that it's not only social media that people are hooked on. Mm. We have, I'm not going to mention them by name, but we have apps where you can buy clothes as well. Mm. And there are these other apps that you go to that app and it tells you of all the stores it has in it where you can buy on credit. Mm. And I found people on that as well for hours and hours because you with that dress, and whilst you're looking at the dress, they pass a trouser and then you go with it. Before you know it, you were just going to look for just one store and buy something. Maybe you were looking for, I don't know, a certain thing that you need to fix the house or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you find now you have gone through all the stores that are there, or almost all, and it's now 5 hours later. So is there a way that we can say, because we are now addicted, reverse the whole thing and start detoxing and know how to manage and know how to control? Because I find people wanting to know, even if they're saying, no, I'm detoxing, I'm taking a sabbatical, but they're asking you, so what's happening?
Yeah, no, then you see, now we are connected through someone. So
yes,
we are not actually
so connected. You are connected.
Through someone, yes. Maybe in a nutshell, I think on the first episode, I spoke about the word subliminal. Subliminal, which means it's a message that it decides for you before you actually make a decision.
Mm.
So actually, what happens, the marketing tool that is being used, they made sure that you're not going to come out of that platform until you buy something.
Yes.
It's like when you go to a shop and the advertiser is special, when you get there, you find that they say everything has been taken, has been sold. But for the mere fact that you are there, you'll come out with something. So for us, we need to understand that
the mindset of the advertiser.
Yeah. And one thing that also helps you, before you do anything, write things down.
Okay.
And only do what you have written. Even if you can see something else, you stick to your list. You say, okay, next time I'll include that. It's like when you go for groceries, it's the same story.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies, brace ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we go on a grocery store with the list.
Yes.
But if we were supposed to come out with five, we come up with four more. So we come home with nine items.
Sure.
So ladies, this is for us.
And the aisles are positioned in such a way that there is no way that you'll not take at least 5% of the items that are there. So it's the issue of being disciplined at the end of the day. You know, as I spoke about that, too much of some things is not good for us.
Mm.
And then I just wrote, I said that, however, we'll never have too much of God.
Yeah.
It's something that we need to know. We'll never have too much of God. His plan is unexplainable in our lives. Thus, in all our dealings, we need to be constantly conscious of his presence in our lives. Even in the little things that you may think that God is not concerned about, it is those little things that will lead us into big things. So the issue is discipline. Yes, we are there. Deliver us.
Yeah.
Yeah, from these things.
Yeah.
And this in 2018, I remember I've in other countries, they had digital rehab centers.
Okay.
It sounds somewhere, and I'm talking about 7 years ago, where they've tried so many things. As this is part of the platform, you know, a Radio Pulpit family coming up with ways and means to ensure that we help the community, we help the society. So they get into a point where there are camps where we have young people, it might be during school holidays, maybe for 3 weeks, no connection. I'm telling you, in the first week, you could see that they're addicted. So no television, no cell phones, It's just books, activities.
Mm.
They say first 3-4 days, it's really, really painful. The thing is,
it should be.
Yeah, yeah. We don't understand, or we don't have or realize the effects, because we have these gadgets with us, around us at all times. But it's only when you'll be in that situation where you also have to switch off to say that there are no messages that are on my phone. You disconnect. It's like, you know, there are people that sleep and wake up in the morning, but they are tired. It's because of, yes, your body rested, but your mind was
still there.
Yeah.
Working and checking, exactly.
Yeah.
Asking questions and
so,
all.
So we do not disconnect. So we need to come up with ways and means and programs that we actually do that.
So somebody spoke about fasting and praying, reminding us that the Bible talks about fasting and says that it is a way of disciplining the flesh, dealing with the flesh. And this person says, even when you have to deal with digital detoxing, you have to take a fast and pray. But you're fasting food. Is that an effective way? Because others say, no, I'm just fasting social media platforms. I'm just fasting all of that, the computers, the screen and all.
You know, as believers, we are so grateful unto the Lord that challenges, they affect everyone in this world. However, with us, we know the one in whom we have our trust and our hope upon. Prayer must not be neglected.
Yeah.
And fasting must not be neglected.
Yeah.
Matthew 17 verses 21, when the disciples asked Christ to say that why we could not cast out.
Yes.
And then Christ says that this kind doesn't come except by prayer and fasting.
Yes.
So I will also encourage that in prayer, you know, also you can take it to the level of fasting to say that I'm even prepared, Father, to go through fasting and prayer, that you help me through this as an individual.
Mm.
Yeah.
So sure.
It can be used as a tool.
It can be used as a tool. That's it cool. Can be used as a tool. So, but is it impossible to just take a fasting digitally and it works?
Or you say, is it possible that you take a fasting and it works?
Just the digital space. Does it work? Because I find another one saying, okay, I don't write, I don't post, but I check. But I'm fasting. Remember, the fasting is in the posting.
So, but you are wired. You are still wired. I think what I can say is that we need to accept that we have these gadgets. And the previous, I think someone commented on our previous episode saying that, you know, when we use AI, pardon me, when we use AI, we must use AI as a tool, not as something that does everything for us. So we need to understand that we are not made for the gadgets, but the gadgets were made for us.
Okay.
That
is not the other way
not
around.
Not the other way around. Mm-hmm. So that's where we need to start. So us completely disconnecting from them, it will be highly impossible. It's like us saying we need to make sure we no longer use electricity. Come up with other ways and means. Everything that has been designed, has been manufactured, you know, it needs electricity. As much as there is that awareness that has been done on annual basis, which is called globally an Earth Hour. Most of the companies, they participate on that one.
Okay.
The one that we had globally, they say it was the 22nd of March. It was on, so from, I think it's from 8:30 in the evening, local time, to 9:30 for an hour. We switch off all non-essential appliances. I was also involved in one of the companies that I worked with. We did that. Weather buildings and so forth. There are companies that does that. it's just the awareness. It gives people the awareness. And also with the disconnecting and using the gadgets, it's the same story to say we need to be disciplined. We need to be in control, not that the gadgets need to be in control of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person can drive and leave the cell phone 150 kilometers away. They have to turn back because they forgot the cell phone. I'm going for a trip, but now, by the thinking of, you know what, you can buy another one.
You know, I'm laughing, but it's a serious matter.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because even a person, I've seen videos on social media where a person would chase their wife's or husband's car because they are in the hospital, and she or he is living with my cell phone.
Yeah, the first thing a person wakes up from trauma, where's my phone? No, not to say how are you doing? How are the kids? And so forth. But I think for us going forward, you know, some of the things that we can do, that if possible, during meal times, there should be no screen time.
Yes.
If possible.
Yes.
I know, I would say it, there should be no, but I know people will, deal with me with that one. But if possible, we can make it a habit that we have, if it's meal time, it doesn't matter where you are, you switch off.
Wow.
And what's wonderful is that, you know, people, they will understand that so and so, there are certain times we cannot connect with. The challenge that we have is that we are too available. And we end up not also being available for ourselves.
Sure. And at the end of the day, that relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
Is tempered with.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we wonder, why we can't we hear the shepherd's voice?
Hallelujah. Yeah. And sure. And this I like to share, you know, with my colleague pastors to say, we also need to be careful that when you study the word, are you studying it in order to deliver a sermon? Mm-hmm. Or are you doing it also for your relationship with the Lord?
With the Lord, yes.
So you'll find that because of now, we are always on the platform where we have to encourage other people.
The message is for other people, but not for me.
So we become conduits now. So it's always through us, not to us, and through us to them.
Mm.
So it's very, 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 very important. So during meal time, possibly no screen time. And also the issue of we need to begin to read our books. Join a book club. Don't worry about the pace.
Don't read the book via screen.
No.
Because we have the other gadgets that we can use just for reading the books. You download.
No. Yeah,
just avoid as copies. Much as possible.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah. Get hard copies. And have a book club where, you know, you deal with a specific topic.
Yeah.
And, you know, you meet, all you disconnect and you discuss about what you've learned. Also, what you can do, try to learn, you know, a new thing. You can learn how to play a musical instrument. Gardening, carpentry. You can learn a new skill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mom Nicolene says, I'm off social media for about a year now. Obedience made me do it. I don't even miss it. I only have WhatsApp for the communication sake with the school. You can do it if you really want to.
Hallelujah. Yeah. All things are possible.
And I was talking to my older sister, was saying to me, have you realized that the people who are off social media platforms, those who don't have your Facebook accounts and all, they are flourishing. They are able to do their work and excellently. And we need to be in that space. That's what she was saying to me. Now the best part about her is that when she gets to work, there are no cell phones that should be used in that space at all. Mm. You only have your cell phone during lunchtime or after work. So the whole time they are disconnected. Usisanda says, good afternoon, Sisfongile. How are you? Okay, I'm doing great. And how are you? Beautiful. And the question is, what an informative session. At this very moment, I have hidden. Oh, okay. No, I think it's mom who's saying that. I have hidden my daughter's phone. She's only 19 months. Oh, okay. She's only 19 months, but she is so drawn to the screen. We have to be more consistent in ensuring that our children can engage in independent play. These are the kinds of things that encourage problem-solving skills. Would I survive a digital fast? I think not. But of course, it is something I will pray about. Thank you, Mfundi Sensi Sibongile. Mina, I'm so lucky. It's Mangele who says, Sanbonani Mfundi Sendlovukazi. Mina, I'm so lucky. Unlike Sisanda, I'm not hooked. I can stay without my phone for days with no worries. I can easily separate myself from Mfundisi Siyabonga, and we pray for you guys. Oh, thank you so, so much. So the other one, I understand the generations are different. Mm-hmm. We are the generation, Nabosmangele, who gave Abosisanda the cell phone.
Okay.
So now we are the ones who should go on our knees and pray for that generation, because we are the ones who have introduced. We can separate ourselves from the phone, but they were brought up in 2 years. They were using they could open the gadgets and go to apps, and you're like, she's only two. So now that generation is also giving another generation a cell phone. How do we detox when it comes to our children? Would that help? I mean, Sisanda is hidden the phone.
What I can say is that we when you remove something, you must replace it with something.
Okay. Play?
Exactly.
Okay.
So like when God says spoke to Jeremiah to say he had to destroy, you know, uproot, you build.
Mm.
So when we remove an altar, of the enemy, we place an altar of the
Almighty. The Lord. Yes.
If we take away a digital gadget, then we introduce activities.
Not TV.
Yeah, physical activities.
Okay,
yeah.
Because others take away the cell phone, but yes, they introduce the TV.
Yeah, you can gradually, maybe moving from there, then TV, then off the...
off everything.
Everything, yeah, yeah.
Physical activities,
okay. Yeah. That will keep them active. They'll even forget about the cell phone. They'll even forget about the whatever gadget. I'm so grateful about the comments, I think, from the listeners, to say, you know, one person says that they've been off for a very long time, and some they say only during lunch times, you know, they only access their phones. That helps you, that you know that there'll be no distraction when you start to do your work. And any person who wants to reach you, they will know that you are not reachable. It also helps.
Only after lunch.
Yeah, yeah. And they make, you know, this gadget, they also makes us that you'll find that when you're online, people, they think you are available. There's also that element. The minute
we even get angry at you that you never responded,
exactly.
But you were online.
Yeah, you're online.
Yeah.
And some people to say, okay, now you gave me blue tick, and then you said nothing, and you don't have enough time to. So we become emotionally disconnected to the real who we are. We don't deal with issues in the manner that they to be dealt with.
Yeah.
The person who's connecting with you might be free on the other side.
Mm.
You might be busy and busy with something else, and you happen to, accidentally.
Like now, I'm online right now,
yeah,
but I am not online.
Yeah, so but others are saying when online, they say they're available, which is not, should not be the case. And I think one other thing that we need to reintroduce, if possible, if you can have a clock instead of using your phone.
Okay.
I think
that's next to the bed.
Yeah, maybe we can get a polite one. Yeah, a polite one where you can check if you need to check your time or set an alarm. Some of the things that you can do or use without using your phone, that will help you.
Get a proper camera.
Yeah, and also, in that regard. Also, at the same time, the issue of people knowing when you are reachable, when you are available, and they'll stick to that, you'll stick to that, that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a form of, but it's going to be gradual. As much as that this thing came in gradually, you need to understand, because some they are deep into it more than other people, so it will not be the same.
Yeah, each individual is different, and so each individual might experience challenges differently trying to quit or trying to wean themselves off from depending and staying
definitely,
there.
Definitely, yeah. Because of our exposure will be different.
Yeah.
Other people, the accessibility, maybe they've got unlimited access.
Data.
Yeah, others, it's a different story. It's only when they happen to be in such and such a place,
mm-hmm.
That helps them, you know, unknowingly so.
Sure. When I say data, I'm just thinking that data has become something like petrol. I've seen a lot of people, once their car is full tank, they can't stop driving. They are on the road.
Yeah, you know what we're saying. That's what's happening. I think since 2018, 2017,
mm-hmm.
They were saying that data is the new oil.
Yeah,
we are in this season. I think that season has already passed. The season of digital harvesting, data
mm-hmm.
harvesting,
mm-hmm.
where everything was free. When you enter whatever shopping mall, you know, you can have 1 gig access, but they need the information. So everything was free. So they were gathering as much data as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Then there'll be a time where they'll have enough, maybe let's say more than 80% of all the people of the world, their data is in the cloud or is, then that will then be sold to various companies, you know, for future and so forth. So it's true that data, other people, you know, when they have data, then you can see with their activities and so forth, phone calls and so on.
Yeah. May the Lord, Holy Spirit, help us. He is the reminder. He will remind us of all things. So may we need to just take it to the Lord in prayer and help us in this regard. I think this is one of the reasons that sometimes we struggle to even grow spiritually, because of being hooked on the screen and the screen time that we spend on a daily basis. Let's take a break, Mfundisi, and come back just after the news to just sum it up and also to pray, because we really need God in this regard. We're coming back, taking the sounds of Colin Damant, We Lift Him Higher.
On Radio Pulpit. Heart to heart.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are at exactly 8 minutes, just after one, and you're listening to Heart with me, Sfungile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And we just came out from our traffic and the news, wrapping it up with Pastor Clement Masina. We're talking about digital detox. Muruti, let's come to the wrapping up part. What do we say to family members of Radio Pulpit as we're closing?
Yeah, I'll end with 6 points. But at the same time, I would like us to read Psalm 101. It's a Psalm of David. I'm reading from the New Living Translation.
Psalm
101. Mm-hmm. Our anchor verse is verses 3, but mm-hmm. I'm going to read verses 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own house.
Mm.
Now you anchor verse with whatever that we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. So it's we can talk about whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's still our responsibility.
Yeah.
Are we willing to do the digital detox? Are we willing? Are we willing to change?
Mm.
Now, let me read again. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar.
Mm.
I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you receive is a reflection of your company.
Mm.
As we are wrapping up, it's upon all of us that we should be willing. And it is possible, you know, with the listeners that have just commented, I'm grateful. It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
They are not only saying that we are going to try to do it. They are a proof to say, at work we are doing this.
Mm.
Someone said, you know, I've been off for almost a year. I'm so much productive. I'm free. Anxiety is not there. You know, as the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God.
Mm.
So you're going to be into another platform. So I'm thankful that as we're going to pray, God is helping us. So 6 points,
mm-hmm.
of which we spoke about, but for anyone that has joined us now, it's important that these are the 6 things that you can do when you actually detox. Learn a new skill.
Okay.
So it must be physically interactive, a new mm-hmm. skill, that means away from any digital space.
Mm-hmm.
2, use a clock to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a digital clock, it doesn't have to be an analog.
Mm-hmm.
Set off notifications, if possible, on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how, just ask someone.
Is that 3?
Switch off.
That is number 3.
Number 3, yeah. Okay. Switch off notifications. If you don't know how, just ask someone to assist you. Number 4, also very important, no screen time or no screen during meals.
Mm.
Even if you are alone. Other people are very strict when they are around others, but when they are by themselves, they are different. So even if you are alone, just put it away.
Mm.
Number 5, the second last one, stick to recommended screen times, the ones that we have shared. Then the last one, And I'm too fast, you know. Okay, number five, the second last says, stick to the recommended screen time.
Mm.
The last one, master your gadgets. Don't let your gadget master you.
Wow.
I believe your phone can... you can do without your phone, not the other way around.
Mm.
If it's the other way around, we'll have another session and God help us. Amen.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Can we pray for the body of Christ in this regard? Because these are the kind of attacks that we get.
Mm.
I understand that when we are talking about the screen, it works on the mind.
That's correct. Yes.
So it's something that we have to fight in the mind and fill our minds with the Lord Jesus Christ, with His Word and all. So I'm just going to ask you to just take us through prayer, and we just trust God to help us as we continue journeying on.
Heavenly Father, for the mere fact that you have afforded us this opportunity, and we were listening, and we were interacting, it's a sign that we are willing to change. We need more of you and less of us. We find ourselves in a digital space where it ends up controlling us. Some are addicted. They've been trying, Father, to change. They've been trying to be disciplined, but they fall short from time to time. I declare and I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you have started a good work in us. I see the heavens, I see the voice that says, my daughter and my son, I've heard your prayer. There is a turning point. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. For us who'd like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
Email.
Yes.
Clement.Masina at
gmx.com. GMX.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bike.
Yeah, gmx.com.
Yeah, I think it would be easy for one to remember when you're thinking, it's a bike, it's called GMX.
Yes, yeah, because most of them mistaken with Gmail. Yeah, so it's GMX.
GMX. Thank you so much. So it's Clement.Masina at gmx.com.
Yes,
thank you so much. May God keep you, Mfundi Isi. And thank you for equipping us. Can't wait for another session where the Lord is talking to us about these digital spaces.
Amen.
God bless, Murid.
I'm sharpened as well, and iron sharpens another. Amen.
Amen to that.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Advertiser ibhizinisi lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibhizinisi lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.